And before we get into all of that, I did need to take a minute just off the top to let people know about a bunch of stuff we have coming up here at KTAL in December. This is going to be a big month for us. December always is a big fundraising month for us. Mm-hmm. As in the past, we didn't get it last year, but we are fortunate enough again this year to get matching funding from the local news fund. And so we will have a fundraiser throughout the month of December. We will have up to $6,000 in matching funds available to us. And we really need a new soundboard, among other things. That will be the primary thing.
And they're expensive soundboards.
They're expensive. And we've been using the same one ever since we came on air. And we need a new one, and we need to have that one as a backup, because that one has already gone down once, and the backup we had to use for it was, I think, 8 channels, or it was much less, and it just wasn't as good. And beyond that, we're 8.5 years into this now, and we need a little financial stability. We don't have that. That's the one thing. As I look out, I think we made tremendous progress in programming. I think we've reached out to the community. I think a lot more people know who we are. I think in a lot of ways, the station has grown and really in very positive direction. But the one thing we haven't nailed down yet is the fundraising. And so we're really going to focus on that hard in December. There are a few events that I need to let people know about. Mm-hmm. We are going to be at the, actually, this will be before December, but the Farmers Market this Saturday. And this is the big tax-free Saturday. So it's going to be packed out there. We're going to be down towards the end where Coas Books, and a little bit past Coas Books, so kind of down towards that end. And we'll be there all day out there with our KTAL.
Live broadcasting.
Well, we won't be live broadcasting.
Okay.
We're just going to be out there with a booth. We do have other live broadcasts going on that I'll let people know about. So that is the first one. That's coming up this Saturday. And then the next Friday, we're going to be at the First Friday Flea Market downtown. Same kind of deal. And then that Saturday, we're going to be at the Valley Music Festival, and that will be a live broadcast.
Cool.
And then that Sunday, this is the one I'm really excited about, we're going to have a 2-hour event at the Fountain Theater that I hope people can join us for. It will be from 4:30 to 6:30 at the Fountain, and we are going to be celebrating our founders. We're going to be adding 5 new members to the KTAL Hall of Fame. They're going to be Kevin Bixby, Bruce Ernst, Marianne Hendrickson, Linda Hall, and Carrie Bachman. And it will be a 2-hour event. We'll be celebrating them, but really we'll be celebrating the radio station and kind of looking back at where we were and looking forward to where we need to go. And telling a lot of old war stories. Peter Goodman, who has been with us from the very beginning, will be the moderator for that. And so once again, if you've been listening to KTAL for several years now, even if you haven't, everybody is invited to come join us. That's going to be Sunday, December 7th. From 4:30 to 6:30 at the Fountain Theater. And then beyond that, and one more thing. The weekend after that, we're going to be having a used record and CD sale here at the radio station. We have been very fortunate to have a ton of people drop off records and CDs over this past year. And frankly, we've got more than we really know where to put them. And we've got some really good stuff. We've kept everything we want for our library, but we still have boxes and boxes left over. So the weekend after this upcoming weekend, we're going to have a record and CD sale. So all of that is coming up in the month of December, along with you're going to be hearing a lot of pleas, for fundraising, for our fundraising campaign. And I know that gets old and tiring and people... But I just can't stress how vital it is. Now that I've been the general manager here for a year. Before that, I had no idea of what the rent is, how much we have to pay for the tower rental every how much the insurance is, all of those expenses, and we have no commercial funding. All of our funding is either from underwriters, from things like the local news fund. We also were fortunate to get money from the Devastali grant this year.
Good.
Very grateful to them. But that's our only source of funding. We're not like 101 Gold just down the channel where they sell advertising. We don't have that opportunity.
In fact, KTAL is one of the things I'm grateful for because I've had this opportunity, and I don't even know about all the stuff that you do as general manager, but it's an opportunity to talk with really interesting people, to learn a great deal about our community. It's an exciting program to listen into, and this radio station is unique. It's not like any of the others. It truly belongs to the community. That's
right.
What community radio is. There are no overlords. There are no, except for Walter, maybe something.
No, yes, I am the overlord. That's right.
But I will come to some of those events too, and I do want to support the radio station.
Well, so what else are you grateful for as we head into this Thanksgiving holiday?
Well, that's a very good question. One of the things personally, I'm thankful for so much for friends and family, for good weather, even here in November, beautiful mountains, great food. In fact, having a lot of food in the refrigerator when so many people don't. I am so grateful, and I want to share that with others. And this learning new things, exploring new places, and that's where KTAL comes in because I'm really learning a lot here. I'm grateful for the life I've shared with my beloved husband, including our current journey navigating his Lewy body disease, his dementia together. I'm grateful for the compassionate care he receives now at a small and family-like assisted living home for residents like him. I'm grateful for the access to the support of nonprofits through the Community Foundation of Southern New Mexico. I've been part of their Springboard Scholarship Committee for almost 2 decades and have seen firsthand their positive impact on the southern part of the state. Grateful for the work they do, opportunities they provide, say, to student interns, programs they help manage, endowments they oversee. So if you're interested, Giving Tuesday is next Tuesday, December 2nd, and you can stop by their El Paseo University Avenue home. You can ask questions about programs you'd like to see in our area and enjoy some food. And I'm grateful for the myriad number of musical events, film series, tree lightings, art shows, and museum exhibits coming in the next month, including those of KTAL. There's even an event for unrepentant Grinches and Scrooges, a violent movie marathon this Saturday at the Brannigan Library. So for full listings of various events, look to the bulletin and other news outlets and see what inspires you. I could go on. I have more, but why don't you jump in?
Well, and before I do, I want to give people the opportunity to join us if they'd like.
Oh, yes.
Give us a call, 575-526-5825, as we are one day away from Thanksgiving, and Nancy and I are talking about what we are grateful for. We'd like to hear from you. What are you grateful for? For me, Thanksgiving is always my most conflicted holiday of the year. Because I think it is just absolutely wonderful that we take a day where we express gratitude.
Yeah.
Whether that is gratitude to a higher being or just being grateful for the good things in life and the advantages that we have had bestowed on us. And I, every day I think about the fact that I grew up in a loving, caring household. And, I had no control over that. And so something I never
Didn't think about
granted.
It, especially when you were a child.
Of course not.
But now with reflections and back thing, that was unique, especially because you talked to so many who didn't have that.
That's exactly right. So, and I'm grateful for my family that I still see in Denver. I'm grateful for the friends that I have here. I'm grateful for the community here that has really embraced me over. I moved here in 2002.
Oh, you're a newbie.
Yeah, I am.
I'm joking.
I am. No, I believe me, you're not the first one who has reminded me of that. So I understand that. But, I really feel like the Las Cruces community has embraced me. And
yes,
I'm grateful for that. I am grateful for this opportunity, that we have and that I have. I get to, once a week, I get to spout off on whatever I want to in the newspaper.
Yes.
I
enjoy reading your columns, by the way.
But that's another thing that I don't take for granted. I am incredibly grateful for that opportunity and for this opportunity here. And so, I think KTAL has tremendous potential. It is taking me back to my roots. I mean, when the radio was such a...
You started in radio?
I didn't. I kind of wanted to. That was my first degree in college.
Uh-huh.
And I did work at the college radio station. But then I graduated and couldn't get a job, so I went back and got a journalism degree and went to work for newspapers.
Uh-huh.
But radio has always kind of been there in the back of my head. And so this has been a great opportunity for me. And, you know, I'm looking forward to spending a kind of a quiet day tomorrow, and that'll be okay too. So,
oh, that,
you know,
yeah, we'll be grateful for quiet.
Exactly. Exactly.
In the chaos of our lives.
So once again, if you want to join us and let us know what you are grateful for, give us a call, 575-526-5825, or what are you going to be doing tomorrow?
I'm a sous chef for a friend who wants to feed a bunch of people. So
okay.
I'm going to go. He's asked if he's just had surgery and he can't lift 20 pounds. Can
okay.
I lift a 20-pound turkey? I said, I don't know, but together we should be able to.
So that's one of those terms I think I've always missed. I've always thought the sous chef was the sauce chef, but I
well,
don't...
yeah, I think it's all, it's just sort of a, you're right. I'm the handyman.
But I think I'm wrong. I think it's used now as just being the second chef, the
yeah,
assistant
the,
chef.
The one that chops the carrots
yeah,
or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
I'm also really thankful to live in a country with a robust civil society. Constitutional democracy founded on the consent of the governed, civil rights, freedom of conscience, right of dissent.
Mm.
And heroes are emerging every day, standing up to this emerging tyranny that we've been talking about a lot through the last couple of months. Some are ordinary folks, some are local activists, opinion leaders, groups like Indivisible, like we have here in Las Cruces. But I'd like to give a special shout out this morning. I'm grateful to the 6 members of Congress who posted a video on social media a few days ago, reminding members of the military they are bound by law and the Constitution. Isn't that shocking that you have to have that? And members of the military are during training are told this.
Sure.
But they're obligated to refuse illegal orders. And now, of course, they're standing up to the president's shameless claim. They're traitors and deserve death, seditious conspiracy. And the FBI's counterterrorism division is investigating them. And the Pentagon is targeting one of the 6, Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona, for a possible court-martial. But all 6, because all 6 had either served in the military or U.S. intelligence agencies, and they know what they're talking about. But they're not caving, and they're increasing their personal security in case one of the president's more zealous followers decides to act on the threat of violence. So I'm grateful to them and to everyone who takes risks to speak the truth clearly and publicly against authoritarianism and in favor of the many precious liberties that we have. That's what I'm grateful for, too.
And let's throw the courts in there as well.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see what happens when all of this reaches the Supreme Court. But at the district court level, one case after another, after another, after another. Judges who were
that
appointed by both Republicans and Democrats,
including some who've been appointed
by Donald Trump.
Trump,
are standing up
right.
for the rule of law over
yes.
and over
you
and over
right.
again.
You are right. That was an oversight.
Well,
right?
yeah.
Because there's been some important legal cases recently where they've thrown out, say, the prosecution against
James Comey
and
Letitia
yes,
James.
Letitia James.
Well,
This is really important because we have so much here that is vibrant and exciting, and we want to be able to give, you know, we want to be able to speak our minds and not be intimidated and threatened. There's such a fear. I mean, there is such a threat of chilling free speech, even if prosecutions aren't
yeah.
successful. There's such a we're not always brave.
That, to me, the saving grace in all of this is how incompetent they've been. I mean, it's pretty clear by now that their intention was never to get convictions. I guess there's this old police saying that you can beat the rap, but you're not going to beat the ride.
Yeah.
Meaning, I'm going to put you in the car and I'm going to take you down. And you may be right. This may be a BS charge, and you may be
yep.
able to get out of it in court. But in the meantime, I'm in charge. I'm going to put you through, you know, all of the steps that you got to go through if you actually had committed a crime.
Yeah.
And I think that's what he's doing.
I think you're absolutely right. These are the kinds of intimidation tactics that authoritarians use. And it instills a real it terrorizes people. It keeps people. It's intended to. Yes. Precisely. It's a strategy.
Yes.
So.
But I don't think it's working.
Well, I think that's what's exciting. When they started having their first protests locally, and mm-hmm. I saw how many people showed up, I said, yeah. Oh, because I was afraid that people, you know, they had go about their daily lives, they have other things to do, and they didn't really want to get that involved. And really, all the major ones have had big turnouts in our town, and that's across the country. Yeah. So you are right. If anything, it's energizing people, and that's what we're seeing with these targeting of these six members of Congress. Is they're not backing down?
No, they're not. And I have to say, for Pete Hegseth to mock,
yeah,
Mark Kelly's medals,
yes.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Pete Hegseth, who has, I don't know, I'm sure he has a medal or two to his name.
Probably the participation medal.
Yes. Yeah. Pete Hegseth was a grunt.
Yeah.
Who is telling one of the most decorated officers of his lifetime,
yep,
and mocking him for his medals.
Yep. Well, it's sort of like what they did with John McCain. It's like these people who don't have, yes, anything in, yes, the military, making fun of or criticizing.
Yes.
And then Kelly became an astronaut. And then his wife, Gabby Giffords, who was a representative, was shot and almost killed. And that's what energized.
In a supermarket parking lot during a constituents meeting.
Yes. Yes. This man has been a patriot. He serves again and again American interests and American ideals. And for Peter Hegseth,
Pete Hegseth is a clown.
He is a clown.
He is a
He's
clown.
He's an arrogant clown.
Good grief, is he arrogant.
Didn't even arrange the medals properly.
They're right.
They weren't even on his uniform.
His obsession with appearance.
All appearance.
Is, wow.
Yeah,
I mean, he needs help.
Yeah, I think.
To drag every admiral, every general, every leader in the command, put them together in one place at one time, announce that to the world where it was going to be, and for the purpose of that to be to lecture them about being overweight?
Yes, that was appalling.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And that is why this clown show is deteriorating, because nobody supports that.
Well,
nobody supports that.
Yes, I hope nobody. I think there are still some people who do. That's what's really upsetting.
I think there are still some people who say they do, but this is falling apart. It's falling apart all over the seams. It is falling apart over health care. It is falling apart over tariffs and what that's doing to the economy.
Over AI.
It is falling apart over Jeffrey Epstein.
Yep. And evidently AI is another area where because the Trump administration is embracing AI and no regulations, but we're really, what is the impact on the worker? So that's a bread and butter issue.
Of course it is.
So I think I think you're right. And I think we can regain our constitutional democracy with all of our great privileges. Make it stronger. It's never been perfect. But I do think that I am really disheartened what has to go on in the meantime. But I do know there's something that you're interested in. Some folks may be thankful that the last penny was minted on November 9th, 12th. No new ones will enter general circulation. Eventually, we'll have to change that old saying, a penny for your thoughts. And here are my 2 cents. And Walter, you wrote that nice column that the loss of the penny could portend the disappearance of cash itself replaced by plastic cards. And I think you're right. And it'll be driven by retailers, not by the government.
Yeah.
And plastic cards raise 2 concerns for me. First, that local businesses will have to pay credit card companies for every charge. That's one reason why with local businesses coming out of the pandemic, I made a point of paying cash if I could.
Right.
And second, consumer privacy concerns will be much more difficult to secure because all of our purchases on plastic can be tracked down to the penny.
That's all true. That's all true.
So that also changes the dynamic of society. But you are right. It's very easy to do.
And the penny, it's hard to defend. I think it costs 4 times as much to make it as what it's worth.
Over $1 to produce a penny.
And nobody spends them.
Yeah.
Yes,
that's true. That's one reason why people use plastic, because they don't have an exact change.
And everything kind of asks you if you want to round up.
Yeah.
You know, and I guess some people take the pennies, but What do you do with them? I mean, I
put them in a jar.
That's what you do with them.
Put them
in a jar.
But first, check them out to see if there's something in there that's a good penny that you want to keep.
You know, and that's a weird thing. I mean, I think there is something tangible about cash, and that's what you lose.
Yeah,
I mean,
that is
being
true.
Able to look in your billfold and say, I'm down to my last couple of dollars.
Yeah.
To me, it's just a different thing than looking at the computer and seeing what your balance sheet. I mean, it's the same information. Yeah. I get that, but viscerally, it's different.
No, I think there is I have an emotional security when I open my wallet and see I have a couple of 20s in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I can go out to lunch.
Right.
Even though I can, I have plenty of plastic. I could go out to lunch anytime, but there's something about cash that, it will change, I think, our relationship to money a little bit. And that's I've been watching The Handmaid's Tale finally on Hulu. I'm probably the last in the country to do this.
No, I'm still behind.
I'd read it for a long time ago in the 80s. But one of the things that happens to women who rely on their credit cards is that all those cards are frozen, and suddenly you are.
There is
vulnerable.
That side of it.
Now you can be controlled. You have no access to your money.
The advantage is that if you lose it or somebody steals it, you can make a call and get all your money back.
Yes.
So
it
works both ways.
It does work both ways.
But and it's just inevitable.
These changes are happening so quickly, aren't they?
They are. The other thing I didn't get to, but I was reminded that my dad had this little card that every time we would go out to the restaurant, he couldn't do the math in his head, but he had a little card to tell him what a 20% or maybe that 15 probably back then.
Yeah, probably.
15% tip was. And so he would do it to the penny. But now it's all this, you just punch the button and the tip is added automatically. And that's a little different too. It's taken the
personal care.
Exactly.
Out of the equation.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's all coming and we can, rail against it nostalgically. But like I said, the penny is pretty hard to defend.
I do agree with that. And it's supposed to save quite a bit in the treasury.
Yeah.
Because we spend quite a bit, or the mint spends quite a bit creating pennies that are, as you say, just end up in the bottom of a drawer.
One of the other columns I read that I hadn't thought about, but the guy was railing against everybody who charges $9.99 or $19.99.
And you know why they do, because psychologically $19,
yeah.
Not $20.
Yeah, his whole point is it's cheating,
it's cheating.
And he's saying that, well, if we get rid of the penny and we stop rounding up or down, and maybe that'll go away.
That'll be interesting to see how marketing psychology shifts.
Right.
If you don't have the penny, because I remember as a young woman learning, okay, marketing, that's exactly why you have things at that price.
Yeah, exactly. And even though I fall for it, even though I can, if I think of take a second to think about it, but usually I don't. I say, oh, that's 10, that's 99. Oh, no, it's the 999 one.
That's right. Saves you a penny.
Yeah.
I'm something of a space nerd. My undergraduate internship, I think I've told you before, was with NASA's Ames Research Center, and so I was kind of grateful that we still have reasons to look at the stars. And on that front, Virgin Galactic just finished a successful inaugural flight from Spaceport America to Mesa, Arizona, earlier in the month, and that sets the stage for future flights. And so, as a space nerd, I'm still kind of grateful that we have reason to look up in the sky.
Yeah, well, and listen, I would love to see Virgin Galactic get off the ground, and that has been such a disappointment.
Yeah.
I remember, boy, I really bought into that. Frank Lito was the publisher at the Sun News at that time, mm-hmm. and he had a one-on-one, and boy, he came back all excited, and he got us all excited. And, the concept that rich people from all over the world were going to be coming to Las Cruces, and we were, writing editorial saying, we need to get busy. We need to build luxury hotels and five-star restaurants, and we need to, good thing we didn't make that investment.
But it did look like it was really going to be a boon to our economy.
It did.
And, of course, the state and the local governments made concessions because they really wanted to see that. I think there's a lot of optimism, and that's a positive attribute to be optimistic, but it doesn't always pan out. I do hope it does eventually pan out, though.
I do too. I I think we're still paying the tax on that. And that's...
We might still be, yeah.
Yeah, that bothers me a little bit because that was supposed to be for construction.
Yeah, yeah. There's an investigative story to follow up on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not positive, but I think we're still paying that tax.
Yeah, we could be.
And it wouldn't be the first time that they started a tax for one thing and then it just never went away.
Toll roads that have long since been paid off.
For. Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
So is there anything else that you're grateful for?
Well, we're down to our last couple minutes. Let me think. I have made the decision. If I say it on the air, can I not back down? Is that how it works? I'm going to get myself a dog.
Okay.
I'm going to get a dog. I love dogs, but I have not had one since I was a little kid because I've had cats and I didn't,
Yeah, they don't always mix. Yeah. So what kind of dog are you looking for? A mutt?
Yes.
Just a wonderful personality?
Yes, ideally like a 2-year-old kind of calm mutt.
Yeah. Companion.
Yeah.
I think that's a wonderful idea.
So, I'm grateful for the opportunity.
If our listeners know of a dog that fits this, or if you want to...
No, I'm going to get it from the shelter.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll get it from the shelter.
Make sure it's a wanted dog.
That
it'll have a forever home with you.
And they do a good job of getting them ready before
that's right. Yeah. Any necessary shots and everything like that.
So. So, I'm grateful for that. I'm looking forward to that.
That's thrilling. I think that's a wonderful thing to wrap up our morning on.